Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Good evening. Once again, just like that, we're back. All praises to the Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the one who created everything, the one who's got these Gentiles on the run, like the cops got their gun. And right about now, he's about to have some fun. But tonight, let's start. Let's discuss some things real quick. First, before we get into the meat, let's talk about some of the salad that's happening out there. So, you know, they got these Negro brothers, these overseers who beat this other brother up to death. And no coincidence, but coincidentally, it gave them an opportunity to now get in their pulpit when they, I mean, the Al Sharptons and the Kamalas, get in their little, go into the black church, you know, anyway, they go into the black church and rile people up, talking about they're going to do this legislation and yada, yada. And, you know, then people see these black cops beating this black fellow, and they go, oh, see, it's not racist. It's just a system problem. It's just a problem. You know, this is just a police problem. No, it's still a racist problem. See, what people fail to realize, and this is because they don't want to realize, but this is why we're here at the end to make sure that they are set straight. Because if it wasn't for us, now mind you, if it wasn't for us being here, if it wasn't for the Most High allowing us to be here with our eyes and ears open, so that we can have been touched by his spirit of truth to be able to, with authority, emphatically tell the truth about what we see, these fools will still be out here getting away with madness, okay? So we have to check them. Oh, this is, you know, look, that's not a race thing. Yes, it is. And I've been doing it here a few days, you know. My thing is, hey, it's the same thing that happened in slavery when the white, in quotes, master, you know, said, boy, you two boys get out there and fight to the death. Kill him if you have to. I got money on entertain me. Or, where'd he go? Find that nigga. Find him. Nigga, find him. That nigga, run out there and tell. And find him. It's the same thing. Nothing new under the sun. We've been killing ourselves for a long time. Just because of many of the few of us have chosen to come up out of her doesn't mean that those that are still in her are not subjected to her demons and her punishments and her wickedness and her revoltingness, her degeneration of thought, mind, body, and soul. Again, even though they want to use whatever they can to try to thwart racism from the causality of the effect that they see, it's not working. It's just not going to work. It's because of racism you have black cops feeling that they are above the law to beat and kill a black man or woman. I should say a black person. Kill them, beat them, stomp them, lose them, kidnap them, destroy them, lie against them. This has been going on forever. And, you know, just because George Floyd was such a polarizing situation that the whole world saw it at a time where the Most High was effectively shutting the world down. Now the world is still shut down, but it's feeling itself and thinking that, oh, well, we're going to shake that off. We good now. And now we're going to get back to the way that we were. So, you know, that them five Negroes that killed that other Negro, as sad as that is, that's not the only thing that's going on with these cops. These cops are out here rogue once again. And they can't help themselves. The system can't. The system can't help themselves. They are dogs. They know nothing but how to devour. That is what it was set up for. It was set up against. It is its own. It is the reason it is. There's nothing new there. There's nothing strange about that. You know? And it being in Memphis, maybe a block or two away from where the racist killed the racist officers, or no, I won't say officers at that point. I would say the racist government sniper killed. I mean, it is what it is, right? In Memphis, in Egypt, in America. This thing in bondage, this thing is not even out of hand yet, and we're starting to see the cracks. We've got these ministers and pastors. Funny, Brother Judah put on his, or Brother Levi, well, Brother Judah put in a community section, but Brother Levi put on his, in his, what Brother Judah put on there, and it was, it was, oh, questionably, questionable, I won't even get into that. He put on Perry Stone's video about the Zodiac. And I'm here to tell you that, yeah, they all listening to us. They have to be. There's no one else to listen to. They can't listen to themselves no more. They don't know. They can't stop it. Remember, I heard God told me in a dream. God called me on the phone. God told me that Trump was going to win. So they're in no position anymore of any authority to be able to tell any sort of truth, to tell any sort of wisdom, to bring forth any wisdom. They are in no position at this stage in the game. Like, you know, cleaving is a hell of a thing, because cleaving to someone doesn't mean that that person wants you to cleave to them. It's just like a leech, right? A leech cleaves. Those fish cleave to the sharks and the whales. They cleave to them. They take a ride with them. It's just funny because now we're not allowing them to take a ride with us no more. They can say what they want, but see, the irony is that they don't gain the same wisdom as we get, as we gain. So as they are cleaving to us, we're passing them. They're cleaving to where we were, not where we are. And that's important to recognize and important to understand, because we have to keep going. If not, we'll be overtaken by the leeches. And there's a lot of them out here, a lot of them out here. The economy's struggling. The Fed is trying to raise the rates into up a quarter again. You know, then they won't bring it down. You know, this whole country was on the backs of our people, of course. But this whole country's premise was buy a house, have a family, live the American dream. Well, the housing market has imploded, and they're trying to control the explosion, okay? They're trying to control it, even though they created the explosion. Now, how did they create the explosion? I want to make sure this thing was... How did they create the implosion explosion? How did they do it? They said, oh, yeah, we're going to do 2.5% interest rates for refi and buying a house. And really, it wasn't on purchases. It was 2.5 refi. It was like 3.5-4 on purchases, okay? So the crazy thing is that the whole industry over the last 20, really since 2008, so over, you know, maybe last 15 years or so, it was the industry at large was based on the first quarter you would refinance, and the first and second you would refi, then the third and the fourth, it was more of a purchase market, okay? That's when people were out buying houses during the spring, summer, and fall, okay? And really it was like more to September in the fall. So it wasn't all the way through the fall. It was, you know, October, November, December, there was a reprieve. Then in January, rates down a little bit and people start refinancing. Why? Because that was after Christmas and that was during the summer. People were refinancing debt and all that stuff, okay? Well, because these greedy sumsums decided that they wanted to refinance and buy property at low interest rates, that's what they did. They went in during 2020 and 2021 and investors bought a lot of property, single-family homes. People were getting texts and emails stating, oh, well, you know what? I mean, we'll buy your house $500,000 cash. You know, people were like, shoot, let me go ahead and get that money. Shoot, I bought the house for $200. They just trying to buy it in cash. I mean, yeah, whatever. Give it. Take it. And then they turn around and try to find a house, and they found that the market has gone up. So they ate up all of that. You know, maybe they might have pocketed maybe, you know, 50 to 100 grand. Where they thought it would be like, you know, they go buy another $300,000 house, which wasn't the case. So it was yet another people's property grab. Every one of these financial downturns has been about either a land grab, either about some sort of resource grab from the people, not from themselves. They either went to just like Enron, they took all the retirement income. Just like 9/11, they took all the new liquid income. Just like 2008, they took all the residual income. Then they gave a reprieve. COVID hit, and they took all the property. And we say, who? Investors. Who's the investors? Your government officials, your people who are in rulership today. This is who's doing it. I didn't gain. I'm sure most of us didn't gain on that. Some of us might have gained on some flipping of the houses, you know, whoop-de-woo, made a couple ends meet, made it happen, great, no issues. But on the bigger scale, this was yet another demise of it was tyranny. Taxation without representation is tyranny. This is what they've been doing. They knew what they were doing from the beginning. It's just that they had us bamboozled. And, you know, there was much bamboozlement. They said, you know, after they beat us down during slavery and created their narratives and had the whole 100 years of the 1800s to rewrite things and write things, you know, to tell the truth and make up lies. When we were able to get some semblance of who we are, we found ourselves catering to an Afrocentric view. Not an Israelite view, but an Afrocentric view, as if there were some Africans coming over and helping us during our plight. Matter of fact, they went over to Africa, created a colony or colonized West Africa, Liberia, and brought some of us over there and said, see, you niggas is all from Africa. Don't y'all look like them niggas? No, Africa. They pumped up Garvey. Garvey got too big, and they said, you know what, you're getting too much money. you either got to go or you're going to give us all your money. And Gardner said, I'm out. This is just what – all of this has come to a head, and the fact that now we get to understand it is the key. It's always been the key. Just like this. Let me go to this. Daniel 12:4. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book. So when he seals the book, that just means that there's no knowledge coming out of that book, which is their Roman book, okay? Even to the time of the end, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. So now this knowledge, knowledge begets wisdom, or wisdom begets knowledge, knowledge begets wisdom. Intelligence, critical thinking, free will, free agency. All this is happening now. Now. This is the time now. And they still trying to create commotion amongst us, trying to, make us feel inferior because they're so scared of what they're seeing, and we are standing in awe of them. And even in our positions in their workforce, they're telling us, I don't know. I mean, who got all these tech jobs? Who had all these tech jobs? All the foreigners and a bunch of Negroes. So there's lots of Edomites, but there was an inordinate amount of Negroes in tech. I mean, they're just not cutting people just to be cutting people. And they're doing that all over the place because they need us away from them, not understanding that if we are away from them, we grow, we gain. Just for them to come back and be like, hey, where y'all at? Where are these people at that can help us understand? Well, you kick this out, we out. We back on our, we're in Goshen. So, this is the matter at hand. This is what you're seeing on TV. We're getting ice. We just had floods. We just had earthquakes. We just had some volcanoes. We just had really a lot of water. Now the Most High, the angels have been let loose to freeze all that water. And them fools in the Midwest going to the Northeast, it's cold. They're cold. And, we okay. We're okay. Just like in Europe, it's cold right now. They don't want to talk about these things. They worrying so much about the Murdoch trial. Okay, that white man killed his family. Once again, another white man killed his family. Like I said, I he might even get off. But it ain't going to be no puzzle. It's not a big deal. He killed his family. He gonna have to pay for that. So keep it moving. You need to be talking about something that matters, but they're not because they can't, because they don't recognize what matters. And what matters is us. This is what matters right here. And also, that nation whom they shall serve, will I judge? This is all that matters right here. And also, that nation whom they shall serve, will I judge? Yes. And afterward, shall they come out with great substance? That's the key. And don't think that they don't know. Like we have been saying these things now for a long time, but at least strongly the last 7 years. Think about that. Since 2015, it's been like in their face. They try to dismiss it. They try to downplay it. They try to talk crap about us. They try to do away with us. And we still hear saying the same thing. And now they're starting to look up and say, you know what? Shoot, we got this green dragon comet coming. This dragon is in the sky. We got this destroyer of the Gentiles, Pluto, sitting in the sky. We got all these things in the sky. They are dismayed by what they see. Dismayed for what they see. One second. They are in dismayness. Mm-hmm. They are dismayed. Jeremiah 10:2. Thus say the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen. There's that word again. Wait, how is it? Who? I thought that was the heathen. And be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them. So we're getting a separation within themselves too. We're getting a separation from like I've said this before. Gentiles have a opportunity. Heathens do not. Israelites have an opportunity. Heathens do not. He's telling us, do not be. So while the sky canvas is becoming, is being painted brilliantly and beautifully by the Father, he's telling us not to be dismayed, because there's a lot going on in the sky, in the stars. And it always got me, really just kind of off the subject, but it always got me how I can look up in the sky and I can see stars, but yet when I see these fake NASA pictures, which I know they're fake now, but when I see these pictures, you know, they still look far away, like there's some atmosphere than these stars. But then I hear William Shatner say when he went up to space, it was just straight blackness. So I'm all, and I say this lightly, I'm all confused as to what these Gentiles is talking about. So, again, I'm not dismayed at it. We just had the wolf moon, right? That was a crazy-looking moon. All these moons, we still waiting on the X next year. You know, our New Year's coming here around the corner, you know, and there's going to be more signs in the sky to dismay the Gentiles and the heathens. And mark my words, it's going to be nothing nice after March. They think they're getting, they think that, like, it's funny, the Fed said, oh, well, we're going to, you know, come the third quarter, we're going to lower the rates. These people really think that they're going to do something. Everything in this country hinges upon the house, the housing market. You get a house. Everything hinges on your house. Everything that you go to the store for hinges upon your house, whether you rent or whether you own or whether you are buying, because I guess you'll never own, because the man, you're still paying taxes. So you don't really even own even afterwards, because if you don't pay your taxes, they come and take it. But everything in this capitalistic society is based on your house. So when the housing market deflates or inflates, it affects you and me greatly, greatly. It's like they're talking about, the government talking about they want to take away, because of this debt ceiling, they may have to reach into the Social Security, may have to reach into Medicare, they may have to reach into federal employees' retirement. Now, ain't that some? Once again, and then the Gentiles running around talking about their stupid little dirty constitution. I say dirty because it's got a lot of blood on it. And they talk about how, oh, it's the greatest thing. But yet, the man is setting them up. The man got him on his setup. I mean, it's a sting operation. This whole Republic, Democrat, this whole madness is a sting operation of the Edomites. And the Edomites are also the Ishes, all of them. It's a sting operation. It's to give a little to take a lot. And now here at the end, since some of us are gaining this knowledge, gaining this wisdom, our confidence is going. It's going up. It's getting strong. It's actually getting unbearable for them. They don't know what to do. They're in disarray. So when they get in disarray, they start looking up. They start trying to pray up to Jesus. And they look up in the skies and they go, oh, my goodness, what is that? And we just sitting here going all praises. That's what we be talking about tonight. That's what we be talking about tonight. And that nation shall I judge, okay? So we're gonna talk about this because one of the subscribers, The Voice, hit me to this, getting back into my sealed portion. So I went to my sealed portion. And I'm going to read some things in two chapters because it's very prevalent for today. Very, very interesting. And this first one is going to be about critical race theory and the lies of the Gentiles, okay? And you know, people go, oh, well, that ain't the Bible. I don't know why. Listen, it's here a little, there a little, right? So all of these things you read to make, it's a puzzle. You got to have all of the pieces, you know, and it's just what it is. I mean, I know that we know that, but there's those that might not. So when we're talking about other books, because we know emphatically and without any question or doubt that the Romanized, stolen, compilation of stolen scriptures book that they call their Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth, Bible, is not the infallible word of God. It is not all there is. It is just not all there is. It can't be all there is if the Gentiles, just the bottom line. You know, it's just, it's not theirs to have, but theirs to hold. But then they went in there and scribbled into it, you know, erased some things, put their own little things in. So how is that the infallible word? If it was, it would not have been tainted, touched. We'd be reading it in Hebrew, everyone. So miss me with all that madness, okay? So we go to other books to get the full picture, and this is one of them right here. It's the sealed portion. Chapter 43, and I shall start, and it shall come to pass that those who have set themselves up as leaders among the people, even those who are leaders of the religions of men, and also the governments of men, shall decide amongst themselves that history which they shall allow those under their subjection to receive. Or in other words, the written accounts of the histories of the children of men which are kept and sent forth as truth shall be determined by these leaders, these rulers, these Gentile leaders. And the truth regarding what actually happened among the children of men shall not be made known. But the history that shall be presented shall be the truth these leaders would want the people to believe. And I have already explained unto you that the leaders of the nation shall not cause anything to be written that might cause them to be seen in a bad light unto future generations. For these leaders and rulers seek the glory of men and want that all should remember them for that which they did that was righteous among the people of their kingdom. And they would not allow to be written that which was contrary to their command. And if something was written which was contrary to their command or which spoke the truth of their atrocities or their murders, or their unjust actions among those of their kingdom, then they will cause these things to be destroyed along with the man or woman who had written these things. And for these reasons, the truth regarding the childhood of Jesus, Yahweh Shai, was not had in the record of the Jews. For the Jewish, the Jews, right? The Edomites, the Pharisees, right? For behold, those who transcribed the testimonies of the eyewitnesses to the life of Jesus would not allow to be written that which would throw a light upon Jesus that did not conform with the perception that these scribes had of him. For this reason, many plain and precious things were left out of the record of the Jews, for the latter leaders of those who followed the doctrine of Jesus, who would be known as Christians, had made Jesus into a god and gave him praise and glory and worshiped him, thus taking away from the glory of the Father, which Jesus had given unto the Father during the days of his earthly ministry. And because these Christian leaders wanted the people of their churches to know, let me read that again. And because these Christian leaders wanted the people of their churches to know and worship Jesus according to their own precepts, they caused the canon of holy scriptures, which they allowed the people to receive, to be confined to those things that supported their precepts and their beliefs. And in the latter days, when all things concerning the works of the children of men shall be revealed, many things shall come to light that the early Christian leaders did not know. Neither did they understand, because they did not have the Spirit of the Lord to guide them in that which they allowed to be given unto the people. This is where we are. Nevertheless, the Lord fulfilleth his words and causeth his works to be done, not only through the righteous, but also through the works of the wicked. That's what we know. He does the left and the right hand. He controls it all. For in many ways, the things that were written of and that came forth unto the world in the Bible, which is the canon of scripture that the latter Christian leaders caused to be given unto the people, yea, in many instances, these things were acceptable to the Lord because of the wickedness of the people. For Christ became their stumbling block, because they would not humble themselves before the Father and do his will, that they might receive it the truth of all things from the Father, as the Lord had commanded of men, of all men. And because of their wickedness, many of these plain and precious things pertaining to the truth and the life of Jesus were withheld from them, even according as it hath been explained unto you. But the Lord hath commanded me that I should write somewhat concerning those things which were kept out of the canon of the Holy Scriptures that have been presented in written form and known in the latter days as the New Testament of the Bible. And he hath commanded me that I include these things in the sealed portion of the record of my Father, so that the world shall not have them until the Father commits his final work upon this earth. Even when he shall begin to separate the tares from the wheat, or the evil from the righteous, as it hath been explained unto you in the Holy Scriptures. And the righteous shall receive these things with gladness, and rejoice, for that which they did not understand shall be made known unto them by the gift and power of the Holy Spirit. And they shall begin to rejoice as they read the words of truth, which the Lord hath commanded me through the Holy Spirit to write unto them. For the truth shall set them free from the chains by which Satan hath had them bound because of the traditions and beliefs of their fathers, which tradition and beliefs were not correct according to the truth of God. For it shall come to pass that shall be so polluted and corrupted by the desires of the rich and the powerful, as they make an attempt to hide their works of darkness from the eyes of the children of men, that the truth will hardly be known among them. And for this reason, these things which I have written unto you, and also those things which I shall write unto you hereafter, shall come forth and reveal unto you the truth concerning the histories of men. And they shall reveal unto you the hidden works of darkness that your leaders have hidden from you because of their wickedness and personal agendas. Let me tell you something. This thing, okay, so wait a minute. Translated by Christopher. Okay, and we can look him up. You know, he looked like a white man, whatever. So here's my logic on this. If you read something, or if you hear something, or if you see something, and it is contrary to what you have been told and taught, and you can validate it, then it more than likely is true. So when I read this book, and I've done my due diligence in this book, it's all, I gotta highlight it up. When you read this book, you must ask the question, if it's not true, why would a white man write that? To throw us off? Why would he tell us that, like, this book is not written to them? It's just not. It's not written to them. They would never read this book. Matter of fact, this guy in 2005 published this, and they hated him for it. They hated him for this book. That's just sudden. And this chapter is very good. I would suggest people read it on because it talks about the story of Yehoshai, Yosef was not liking Yehoshai, and it's a great chapter, and it just makes me really think deeply when I start reading this again, and how it resonates so much with everything. Like, it just the vibration of this book is strong. You know, I'm not saying it's the only book. There's so many other books, but when you read this one, it really talks about today. It really does. It brings so much to light that it's amazing. It just is amazing. But we're going to move forward to the next chapter. We're going to read chapter 44. And this is also more of the, I'm going to read the header, more of the youth of Yehoshua is described. He is forbidden by the Father to use his powers and knowledge unwisely. The body of flesh that was given, Yehoshua is explained, and is the means whereby he can do the miracles that he does. The theory of evolution is touched upon when Moroni gives an account of Yehoshua commanding a charge in the state of nature to benefit one species of an animal over another. We're not going to get that far in it, but I want to read a couple things because this goes to, okay, so the 43 was talking about their history, okay, explaining how they were going to lie. And I should say it like this. It verifies and validates them lying about their history and not wanting to give us a fair shake, just like they want to talk about, AP African-American history has too many. It's talking about the gays. It's talking about, what? Are you kidding me? You got a whole system built on gays. And listen, I'm not against anybody. I don't care. It has nothing to do with me. I'm not even talking about the transitional people. All I'm saying is don't be a freaking hypocrite. And this is what you're starting to see, which let's go into this real quick. I want to say this is Matthew 23. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanliness. Even so, ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. This is what they're, so they're talking about our history is about gays, but that their history is all queerness. All queerness, systemically and systematically. The same thing, systemically and sociologically. It is set up for questionable things. Okay? And they want to try to throw us and shed some filthy light on us and our history, not even acknowledging their filthiness in their history. That's another reason why. And that nation, shall I judge? Another reason. I mean, you don't think that this thing is so far out of hand from these people? Like, they are so foolish. Matter of fact, you can see them degenerating. So as we regenerate, they degenerate. As we rise, they fall. These are what is up. As above, so below. The yin and the yang, the yes and the no, stick it non. These things, there is always a converse because there has to be balance. They thought that they could be as wicked as they want, lie as long as they want, be hypocritical all their lives, all the eternity, and then say, I love Jesus, and they are forgiven. And we forgive them. Absolutely, unequivocally not. And when we talk about we want justice, it's just like I'm listening to Kamala and that fellow Sharpton at that brother's funeral in Memphis, and they talking about, you know, justice. The sister said, you know, the whole I'm listening to the whole world wanting justice, but I want my baby brother back. Well, see, that ain't never been said before. It would have been said, well, you know, we forgive, but see, they're gonna make a circus out of this because those were black men. They're gonna make a circus out of it. They're gonna shuck and jive. They're gonna shoot their mouths off. They're gonna jump up and down. Now, granted, it was a terrible, 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 terrible thing. Terrible thing. But the father did that. Oh, my God. No, listen, the father did that. And he did it for a reason, because he also has to show the hypocrisy of this world. And therein lies again. Now they're going to try to blame. They're going to try to throw the book at these brothers, as they should. But they never throw the book at all. How many white police officers retired, still making money off of our taxpaying dimes? How many of them are still in play? How many of them are still living? How many of them got so much blood on their hands that they don't know what to do? But they're going to make a mockery out of these Negroes because that's what they do. That's just what they do. So we can't be triggered and get all upset about this madness, because this is the stupor that Baruch was talking about when a stupor falls over. Now, this is just what I heard. I'm not going to, you know, speculation, whatever, because it had to be a reason why somebody, why a gang would stomp another man unnecessarily, or woman unnecessarily. Had to be a reason. And what I'm hearing coming out is the fact that one of the officers' exes was dating this boy, worked at the same place, something like that, some sort of domestic issue with these cops, you know, and these cops are all pent up, above the law, black, white, Puerto Rican, Haitian, and they feel they can take it out on anybody, do whatever they want. Shoot, this nigga ain't nothing. I'm gonna show him. He think he can do this to me. He don't know who I am. Shoot, let's go do it. Let's get him. Let's find him. It's a gang. The police are gangs. I don't care if people want to say, oh, we got back to blue. Surely we have to back to blue, right? Surely we pay them. But nevertheless, that don't mean that actions cannot be put on trial. Cause and effect. Cause and effect. Causality. They have been doing this for years. Now they want to act like they are saints. Absolutely not. The whole institution has to come under judgment, which it is. Again, and that nation shall I judge. Okay? And that nation shall I. Ooh, they don't like. Ooh, Lord of mercy, great balls of fire. They don't want to hear that word, judgment. They don't. I digress. But they don't want. They don't want to hear those. They don't want to hear that word. They don't want to talk about it unless it's against somebody else. Unless they judge it. That's what this is all about. They trying to thwart their judgment by blaming other people's or exposing other people's judgment, not understanding that as they expose other people, that comes back to them. Just like, oh my goodness, there's this situation where There was no, that's not a hint. But there was a human trafficking thing. Human trafficking thing happened, and they wanted to get to the bottom of it, and they went all in, and they found out, and they found the people, and they tried to make a mockery of it. But it was like real quick, boom, boom, boom. They said it, and they ain't say no more. Why? Because the more that they start trying to show their righteousness and getting and fixing their wrongs, they get exposed. So the first thing people start talking about after they were after they had this story, and I can't remember the story, goodness gracious, it eludes me, but the first thing people were talking about was Epstein. You know, what happened to him? Where's Maxine or Maxwell, whatever that chick's name is? Where's the book on her? Where's all the information on it? Same thing with Biden and Trump. These fools went out there and went all in on Trump, talking about, hey, we need to see that dude got some, and then look at him, he's dumb. He got confidential stuff just hanging out the window of his car. He just, you know, he left it in the dashboard so everybody can see. But yet all of a sudden, you got yours on your deck. You got yours on the porch. Now, we're cooperating with the investigation because, you know, we don't want anyone to say that we're like Trump. But yet they are. The same thing has occurred. He is like Trump. He has done the same thing. There's no difference. What's the difference? No difference. What's the difference? Hypocrisy. That's why they're about to get blown up. They're about to get shown. Not blown up literally, but they're about to get shown. They're about to be exposed. We've got, what is this, 2-1 of 2023, so-called, right? So we've got a month and a half, until we get to see really what's going on. Until we get to really see, until they start really, you think their anxiety's up now. These fools about to be in on it. All right, I digress enough. All right. So chapter 44. Now this one is about the trans scenario situation. Okay? Found this interesting because I was like, oh. Because this one's talking about Christ's body. And I'm trying to see where I'm going to start. Okay. Here we go. And it came to pass that as the Lord grew in the flesh, the Holy Spirit was with him and taught him many things, which were commanded of the Holy Spirit by the Father. And Yahawashi was commanded to not use the powers of his body for that which was not commanded of the Father. For Yahawashi began to see that his body of flesh was different from that of his other brothers and his sisters. For if he cut his flesh, he could command it to be restored unto its original state, like unto that which is of new. And it was immediately done unto him as he had commanded. Now this he could do as well as many other miracles, wherein he commanded the elements because of the body that he had received of the Holy Spirit, which was given unto him by the command of the Father. Now, in the latter days, it shall be made known unto you, even Satan shall cause these things to be known unto you, believing that he shall receive the glory of this knowledge. Okay? That's the glory of this knowledge, okay? Transhumanism, this is the medical. That's what they're talking about. That's what he's talking about right here. The manner in which the body of flesh is created by the pattern which is receiveth from the mother and the father. And this pattern is followed precisely as the laws of nature direct the creation of this body. For behold, all things that are flesh follow the course of flesh in which they are created. And in order for anything in the flesh to be created, it must follow a pattern that hath been given eternal laws of nature, which the Father hath commanded shall be used upon this earth according to the order of the flesh, which he hath given us given unto us, and with which we pass through the days of our probation. And these laws of nature, even the laws by which we exist, require that a pattern be given by the mother, and also that a pattern and a direction be given by the father. Now I have said that a pattern is required of the mother, but not necessarily a direction. Behold, the mother hath only to give a pattern of the flesh unto the body that she would create. But the father shall give a pattern and a direction according to the will of the father, which is the will of the spirit. Now, hold on, let's slow down quick. Let's slow that down a second. See, this piece right here, and a direction, a pattern and a direction according to the will of the father, which is the will of the spirit. So hold on. Let's go. Let's look up pattern. And pattern is a noun and a verb. A noun, a repeated decorative design, like a neat blue herringbone pattern. Okay? Two, a model or design used as a guide in needlework and other crafts. Make a pattern for the zigzag edge. Okay? As a verb, decorated or decorate with a repeated design. He was sitting on a soft carpet patterned in rich colors. Okay? Two, give a regular or intelligible form to. This is the one we're talking about tonight. This is what he's talking. This is what the Father be doing. Giving a regular or intelligible form to. The brain not only receives information, but interprets and patterns it. So this is important stuff, because when people are talking about, oh, hey, I was born a boy, but I tell you, I'm a girl. You know, this is not true. This is not, this. There's no truth in that. You know, the systematic, if you came to be, if you are a being, meaning a man and a woman copulated and you created you, there's no mistake in who you are. There's no gender mistake. So let's go. And it's so amazing, because every time we start, you know, so brothers is talking about the zodiac. Like, you know, when if you really take the time and door to the churches and the Christians and the Roman churches and the Roman Christians and even, you know, some of these Hebrew churches, if you really just close the door and read for yourself, you start to understand certain characteristics of things. And you see certain patterns of things, and you can start putting that pieces together, because the Father, if you're doing it earnestly, the Father will allow His Spirit to work through you. And this is what we do. This is how we roll. This is why we're standing in great authority, and they aren't. That's why they're bumbling around trying to figure things out now. That's why they keep trying to talk about we are African. Knowing that there's so much more information that says to the contrary, that there was many more people. I mean, I don't know how many debates and back and forths that I've had when I just make a statement on about a pyramid. And that pyramid is not the oldest. They need to do something. They need to show the pyramids in the Americas. People lose their mind. Literally, they lose their mind, because they got to have everything in Africa. Why? Because if they can make everything African, meaning the beginning of creation, the whole story, the narrative, Noah's Ark, everything over in Africa, the three parts, then that by proximity allows them to hijack the truth. As we see, oh, well, you know, Egypt is all white. It was all white people. You know, all that, Africa was all white. Everybody was white. It was close to Europe. We're all everything. We started everything. We can see these things occurring now, to where they don't have the proximity to say that they were first, so therefore their narrative is destroyed if they tell the truth about the Americas. In the, what is this? Not even America. It's Imari. Imari. Or what is it? India Supreme. All of the things that we have learned has been a lie. And that's crazy that I can say that with a straight face and not even worry about it. But all of the things, that's an amazing statement here in 2023. When you would think that by 2023, we would have the truth. That's why he said, and knowledge will increase in the end. Seal up those books. Don't let the truth come out until the end. When the end comes, the knowledge will increase, wisdom will be given, and those many of the few that I have written in the book of life shall be saved. That's why they want to have it over there, so they can say, oh, yeah, we the people, knowing that they Ashkenazi, knowing that they from Khazaria, knowing that's the Ukraine today, knowing all this stuff. That's why Russia's putting the wood to them now. They talking about Russia's so bad, but bad boys, what you going to do, Russia? They just mad at Russia. Russia ain't do nothing. The NATO's the ones that's buses and tanks and grenades and missiles on its porch. I mean, hypocrites. They got mad when Russia was going to park some missiles on our porch over in Cuba, lost their mind, ready to go all out and kill. Not only they were killing us at the time, they were going to kill everybody. Now all of a sudden they doing it, and they want to act like they're doing something right and their righteousness. No, this is hypocrisy. That is why the nation shall I judge. And they wonder why they're getting judged. They wonder why these things are happening. They go, I don't believe in everything. I don't understand why all this stuff is happening. And you do know why this is happening. You absolutely do. You absolutely know why this is happening. I'm going to say it one more time because you absolutely know why it's happening. There is way too much blood on your hands. Way too much. And it's a shame. It is a damn shame that you will not repent. It's a damn shame. Literally, it's just a damn shame. You say you love Jesus. You say you go to church, you say you do these things, but your actions are filthy. The things that you do, your fruits are rotten. And we see it. I digress, so I'm going to get back. All right, so where was I? Okay, boom. And then it says, that a pattern be given by the mother, and also that a pattern and a direction be given by the father. Now, I have said that a pattern is required of the mother, but not necessarily a direction. Behold, the mother hath only to give a pattern of the flesh unto the body that she will create. But the father shall give a pattern and a direction. See, that's that YXY chromosome, right? And a direction according to the will of the father, which is the will of the spirit. For all spirits are without gender, and it is determined by the Father according to the Spirit which gender the body of the flesh shall be. So here we go again. I was born a boy, but I really am a girl. Well, now you're saying that the Father was wrong. Who? See, this is how Gentiles, this is how heathens, this is why judgment has to come, because they have such audacity to allow this madness that they feel that they can tell the Creator, the God of the universe, the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that you were wrong. I should have been a girl, not a boy. And listen, again, I am not against you. enemy is whoever told you that you could do that. I'm sitting here saying, this is what's written, and based on what's written, we have to use common sense approaches to these things and really get to the nitty-gritty and say to ourselves, what in the hell is going on? If you were telling me that this is what you want to do because you like the opposite, so be it. But when you start trying to get into the imposition of the fact of the matter that you're saying that God, my Father, or, well, I guess maybe you're right. Maybe your God, your Baphomet God told you he made a mistake. But see, he's not in control. So no, you inadvertently are trying to say that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob has made a misgumption, the audacity. It's just unbelievable. Unbelievable. For all spiritual without gender, and it is determined by the Father according to the Spirit which gender the body of the flesh shall be. And this determination is made by the Spirit child of God, and it is made according to that desire of happiness that this Spirit hath chosen for itself. And when a spirit maketh a determination of its gender, then through the Spirit, which again is the will of the Father, the command is given through the body of the mortal father, who unknowingly giveth direction unto the body of the mother, of which gender should be produced. And after the determination of gender is made, then the pattern that is given with this direction from is used, as well as the pattern of her own body, which pattern hath always been with the mother since the creation of her flesh. And these two patterns shall cause to be created a new body that shall be of the mother until a new spirit entereth into the newly created body upon birth. And a woman who hath been given the power to create after the power of her own body since her birth, for inside the woman hath the pattern been already given. But the man cannot have this power except it be allowed of him by the power of his spirit, which shall be the direction in which his own pattern shall be used, along with the pattern of a woman to create a new body of flesh. I mean, these are the things why the nation, you know, yes, they have destroyed us. Yes, they have enslaved our people. They have enslaved us physically, and they have enslaved us mentally. But that is just a part of the reason why they will be judged. They will be judged for their hypocrisy. They will be judged for their transitioning. They will be judged for their lying, their cheating, their stealing. They will be judged for the murder and the killing. There is the cup of iniquity floweth over. This isn't just about it. It's all about us, but it's just not all about us. And that's how the Father rolls. He can have it all, and he can have it all not. He can have it all not, and he can have it all. It doesn't matter. However, which way he chooses, but all we get to go on is the words. And from those words, we get to determine based on our own meditations, our own recognizing of these words, whether or not they're true or not. We have to eat the meat and spit out the bones. This judgment that's upon this world right now is an amazing one to see. I never thought that I'd be seeing all this. Never. And, you know, a lot of people are, you know, this Murdoch thing, it doesn't matter. There's a lot that's about to be done in for those folks. Again, I just want to break this down real quick. Africa is not where we are all from. If we were, the African nation whom which they took us from would have said something by now. Now, I mean within the last 7 years. Because as we woke up, they would have woke up. And they would have said, yo, you got my people over there. Y'all need to give us our people back, and we want reparations. We want a little, little, little. No crickets. They over there trying to make deals for solar panels for whatever reason. They trying to make deals with China and Russia. They ain't worrying about us. They ain't worried about us. Matter of fact, they trying to make money. Not even understanding that they got a large portion of the resources, and they don't even know how to manage it. They letting the Edomites come in and take it. Stripped in. That's us. I would think that in this day and age, especially the last 7 years, at some point, if they were us, if they were the people of the book, the Spirit would have said, stop. I mean, really. The Edomites, the Europeans and the Asians and the Russians, they would have been like, it would have been like, whoa, we can't be, whoa, something's changed. We got to do over there. They still run them up. They still run. Them people are still misusing the Hamites.
Mm-hmm.
Still misusing them. Bamboozling them, just like they bamboozled them to take the 5% that ran out of the southern kingdoms, Jerusalem over there, bamboos them into taking them and was like, yo, you know, the Europeans, yo, if you tell us, if you show us where them Israelites are, not even Israelites, they ain't even called, if you show us where the Judeans are, we'll give you a bunch of money. And they were like, what? Okay. Showed them, they got beat down, and ever since they gave up those, that 5%, that remnant of Judea, they've been catching hell ever since. And I mean, they've been catching hell for a long time, even really before, but that's when it really started ramping up on them, but they were catching hell since Canaan. And you know, we don't even, I take that Canaan back. I take that back because we don't even know if that's actually over there or over here. This is what I'm saying. All of their stuff has been debunked, and it's all coming out today. But because they own the airwaves, they own the books. So they don't want all the books with the truth in it. They're going to charge you, you know, a mortgage, 30 years. You got to, you know, $200,000 for the knowledge. You know, if you want the kids to learn about our history, you know, that's banned. That's banned. But yet, somehow, some way, these are the people who proclaim to know Yahawashah. These are the people who proclaim to have a moral authority. Somehow. It's amazing to me. You know, the next stage of our situation, I feel, is for us to just stand up. You know, I remember back in the day in school, we just stood up, protest. Stand up. What you standing up for? Yeah, I'm in protest because I don't want to be around you guys no more. What do you mean you don't want to be around us? You guys aren't right. You're just not right. You're not right. What do you mean we're not right? You guys are racist. No, it doesn't work. We're not racist. You guys just aren't right. Look at the way that you guys act. Look at what you've done. Look at how you won't even acknowledge what you've done or how you act. This is a vicious cycle that you guys are in. And you know what? Like Shark Tank, I'm out. I'm going to do what they want. Just, you know. Okay, well, you're not getting paid. We fire you. Okay. All right. And you're going to fire all of us? If we all today, if all the Israelites decided in this country, across the world, decided to stop doing what they're doing for this nation, for these nations, it would be an immediate ripple effect, and like near like Rome was like Nero burnt Rome, it'd be over. Because they still think that they got something over us because of their money. And that's what the Father's doing. You can see it. He's saying, okay. Because you know what? What's interesting? They killed all the Negro leaders who wanted to divest. They killed all the leaders, the rulers of their countries who wanted to change from the fiat currency of the dollar. No. All of a sudden, here comes Russia putting together a group, a gang, and talking about, yo, we call ourselves the BRICS. Yo, we that gang, the BRICS. Anybody else want? It reminds me of, Putin reminds me of, it's been a while, when Suge Knight got up there on the MTV, I guess, MTV or one of the movie, the music award things, and was talking about Puff Daddy. And he said, if you want to be part of a label that you know the producer ain't up there, you know, dancing all up in the video, you know, it's like Putin going, you know, if you don't want to be the guy over there just stealing all your money, you know, keeping you poor, you know, come on over here, you know, use your resources, come on over here, and he's doing it, and America's got no recourse. None. That's why they're killing each other. That's why all this insanity, this madness, this stupor is happening over here in such a crazy way. It's happening all around the world, but you don't see what we're doing is what everyone else is doing. The man, like everybody else around the world, is standing up. They're standing up. They're like on strike. We ain't on strike, but the people out here killing each other in mass. I'm crazy as hell. I can't take it no more, so I'm going to shoot everybody up and me. This is a degenerate place over here. Why? Because we have a lot of the degenerate gene pool from the three parts over here. This is who they sent. They ain't send the aristocrats over here. Not until we built it in the 1900s. I venture to say that's why the Titanic went down. The Father put the wood to them because I'm going to build this massive ship and we're just going to travel the seas and we're going to bring our richness over here and we're going to control the promised land. From a distance. He's like, no, sir, iceberg, wipe it out. Over here has a bit more degenerative mindset. Now everybody's like, well, you know, we got to have our guns. Okay, have your guns. I'm not tripping. Everybody needs some protection, I guess. You know, I'm going to keep my protection on the Father and let the chips fall where they may. But if you feel you need a gun, don't be mad when that death angel come around you because you holding a death apparatus. I mean, this shit ain't hard. You attract what you get. You give off what you attract. You gain what you get or what you have. For these people over here, we got a standing army of 360 million people. Well, let's just say half of that. Let's say 160 million people. But their allegiance is to themselves. And this government knows it. And that's why they run around trying to figure out ways of keeping them deaf and dumb. But the Father woke us up. And we're going, I'm not being bothered with you all. I'm not taking this madness from you. If that's what you want. And a lot of it is them trying to test us while they're being tested. We've already been tested. So they want to now test us. We're going to test their resolve. We're going to fire him. We're going to do this. We're going to lay them off. We're going to do this. We're going to take his car. We're going to take their house. We're going to make this difficult for them. But not knowing that the Father is about to put that foot on their necks, that need is about to come. The Father's need is about to come on their necks, and they ain't going to be happy. And all we've been doing is saying, hey, you see the Father coming, right? You might want to get yourself right. I don't be talking to me about, I don't believe none of that stuff. Oh, man, that's crazy. That's crazy. I don't believe the Bible. Okay, don't believe the Bible, but there's other books out there saying it. Don't worry about that. Just make sure that you're getting yourself right. You don't know what you're talking about. I believe in Jesus. Okay. Okay. All right. And now they mad because we're not going back and forth with them. We ain't saying nothing to them. We're not saying nothing. So all they got to do, all they can do now is listen to us on the slick and steal our information. And you know what? It's funny. That's typical. That's par for the course. Because that's what they do. They've been doing it. They have not had an originality of understanding or overstanding ever. That's why it's all collapsing. Because if they did, then they could stand on the truth. He said, let me get that real quick. Let me just get that real quick. For whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat up that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. I mean, you can't. You just can't make this stuff up. As you see it today, that you can see their house, their foundation was built on sand. It was not built on a rock. They tried to act like they said it. They wrote it in their word. They wrote words about it. Oh, Plymouth Rock, or you know, Stone Mountain. What's that other one out there? In the scripture, Balls filed the. Oh my goodness. What is that other place called? The one that they stole from our people, and they carved their faces on it. Rushmore. You know, they want to act like they got their foundation is in rock. But it's not. It's not. It's on sand. And we're starting to see this sinking sand that they're on. And they're out here. That's why it says cleave to Jacob. If you're on rock, why would the Gentile need to cleave to anybody? Because they got a strong foundation. They standing strong. So at the end, the Gentiles will cleave to Jacob, which is the house of Israel, which is Israel, right? They're going to cleave to us. So obviously, the many of the few Israelites who will be left standing will be on a strong foundation, such as a rock, Rock of Ages, the Ancient of Days, and be held still through all the wind, the ice, the storms, the flood. Isn't that interesting? And then now, you know, they're going to be running around talking about, I don't understand why my house blew down. I don't understand why I slipped and slid away, because you've been slipping in the darkness. Because you've been slipping in the darkness, just like the doors. This is the end. This is the end. I mean, we have reached a point. They have reached a point of no return. There is no returning for them. There's none. And that's the irony of it, because they think that they can get back to the Father any kind of way. Talking about, this is my white Jesus. I can make it happen without you all. Matter of fact, we got the Jewish people over here that we can make, that'll be on our team too. Unknowing, not even knowing, just so foolish, not knowing that those people are looking and waiting for their demise. Matter of fact, that's what they want. They want their demise. They want our demise. They want to control it all. So why do you think, what the hell? You think they're going to share? If their logic is not to share. There's no sharing. This whole world is built on not sharing. The world to come will be built on sharing. We're sharing the blessing. Matter of fact, when we were cursed, we shared the blessing with them. They don't even get that concept. They want to say the whole world. No, son, it had nothing to do with the whole world. You think that, I mean, why would he come back to save the people who killed him? Well, the Jews killed him. You're right. Those Jewish people that are today, their descendants, their forefathers of the Edomites, the Herodians, and all of them killed Yehoshua. They bamboozled us because we were bamboozled, and we allowed them to. Well, not all, but some, enough. I say like this, enough of us, Jacobians, allowed them. And I shouldn't even say Jacobians, allowed these Edomites to be over us. Rome allowed them to be over us, to rule us, and to make decisions for us, and we were complicit. So when all of this went down then, we shared our blessing. That was how they, Esau, was able to regain his blessing. Now his blessing's over, to share in their demise. No, that's not what was written. That's not what's going to happen. That's why we need to stay strong, pure, clean ourselves up, find out who we are as an individual so that we can be part of the group. Don't look to be part of the group without knowing who you are. That's a Gentile, heathen, Edomite nonsense. You got to be who you are first, know who you are to him first, so that then when you get around others like you, then the light shines. It's like a three-way bulb, light bulb. We've been in the first 60 watt. But when we all get together, we go to that 150 watt, and we shine bright. They can only be on the 60 watt, so they don't want us to get into the 150 watt. They want us to stay in the 60 with them, so that we can share in their demise. But while they were in the, let's say they were at the 100 watt, right? They didn't want to share that light with us. So we've been stuck at the 60 for a long time. Now we've skipped from the 60 to the 100 to the 150 watt now. But that's all because we understood who we were in the 60 watt. Then we understood who we were in the 100 watt. Now at the 150 watt, now we can see each other. And it's all going down. And we can watch them. And even in their will to do the right thing, because they can't see us at the 150 because we're too radiant for them, they're still screwed. History is a hell of a drug. History is showing up and showing out. The Father is no joke. He ain't playing. That's why he got us. That's why he has us. I dare say all over the place, but in everything, I mean, think about that. He has us in everything. But he only has them in one thing. That's Christianity. Then he has those fanboys over there in, you know, he has the Almoravids who also going to pay for what they did to the Judeans. The you know, Judah's kingdom. They going to pay too. He got them all in Islam, which, mind you, we in that too. He got all the Asiatics, the Sumers, over there in Buddhism. I mean, we are in everything. If it's not for us, there would be no light. The world would be in darkness. We are, yes, we have to recognize this, and then I'm about to call it, be done, but we don't just entertain people. We build things. We are the masons. We are the master builders. Not only in the physical, but also in the spiritual. That's why they had to make secret societies within their own cultures to be able to try to gain understanding, gain light. But every time they tried to gain light without us, it became dark. And here we are, a world full of darkness. Because they never allowed us to shine to that 150 watt. And now that we are, we don't need them. And now they're struggling. All praises to the Father, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Yahweh Shai, the Holy Spirit, the Mother of Wisdom, the Comforter. I hope this lesson was edifying. I enjoy it. The Father gives me great reward in it. So, shalom.